This is a podcast from Rover.
Talking about when you've been stranded and you got all dramatic over it because it was a big deal for you, because it was a big deal for our Defence Force personnel who were stranded after aircraft issues in Antarctica for a month longer than they're supposed to. A defence spokesperson has come out and said, no, this is not good enough. We need to sort this out. We could have told you a long time ago our planes have been letting us down in the Defence Force, and this is an example of that. Anyway, they came home about 10 days ago, and they're back now, which is good. But when have you been stranded? Paul, why don't you kick the ball off for us?
Well, it certainly felt like I was stranded, much like when you were a child and you were left behind at rugby for hours and hours, aka 10 minutes, Lana.
Yeah.
It felt like that. As you may know, I've got glaucoma, so an eye condition. A few years ago, I had to have an operation on my left eye. Went to the medical procedure place. I know that's the official name, the
clinic.
Medical procedure.
Yeah.
The clinic, that's the word I'm looking for. So the arrangement with Janine was my surgery was at 3 o'clock. She'd be there to pick me up at 5. So I had the surgery at 3. I've got my eyes all kind of sedated. I've got a big eye patch over my left eye. I go outside the surgery at 5 and they're closing at 5. And I'm like, and I can't see her. I can't see her. I'm like, she said she'd be here at 5. You know, they're about to close. My eyes all sore. I'm like, where is she?
Yeah.
Where is she? So I went back inside. I'm like, where are you? She's like, where are you? I'm like, oh, I'm waiting. I've had my procedure. She's like, I'm in the car park. I'm like, no, you're not. She's like, look left. So I walk out. Oh, there she is. She's literally in the, you know, in the holding bay. Like, because I just hadn't bothered to turn my head. I'm just like, she's forgotten.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to live in the clinic.
Now that I remember what it's called.
Liz, good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, Liz. You've been stranded. Hi. How old were you?
Oh, I'd have been about 8 or 9.
Oh, no.
Oh, scary.
Yeah. Well, I was in the big farmer's building in Auckland. It was on Hobson Street at the time. With my mother, this escalator, which you used to have to go up and up and up. And as we sort of, you had to go up the escalator, walk a bit to go up to the next bit. And somehow I got separated from my mum. But coincidentally, it was by the customer services thing. So I thought, okay, I'll tell them and ask them to call her. And they called her and waited for a bit. And they called her again and waited for a bit. And
stranded.
Eventually she turned up. And I felt stranded, getting a bit worried. Maybe she'd left or something. And as it turned out, she said that she'd heard the call, she knew I was safe, she had finished her shopping and then came and got me.
Finished the shopping
first. She knew you were all good.
She was
good,
like, old mum. Free childcare, excellent.
Yeah, she's all right.
It's so good.
But so good.
It can get serious. Can we just go to Ruby? Ruby's standing by in Tauranga this morning. Hi, Ruby, what happened in Canada?
Well, my friend and I decided to go on a family trip and the route we were taking, it was the wrong route. It was an animal track route.
Oh.
And we were stranded 3 days.
3 days?
No way.
Yeah.
Did anybody know where you were?
So we were out in the Wop Wops, no signal. We were actually heading into snow.
Oh
mate. Oh, Ruby, good Lord.
It was terrible. And we had no bear spray.
Oh.
That was a big no-no.
Oh,
the number one thing is if you've got food, you got to pack it far away from where you're sleeping.
Yes.
And we had nothing to do, so we just had to dig the snow and throw it in there and spoon each other before
sleeping. Ruby, so how did you end
goodness.
Up getting out of there?
We just decided to backtrack and never do that again.
Yeah. God, what an and especially, like, I imagine, were you both Kiwis?
Yep.
Yeah, so we don't know what we're doing overseas, eh? We were talking about this the other day. Snakes, bears and all sorts of stuff. We don't know what we're doing over in these other big scary countries.
Oh, and we took a photo on a camera off the map, so we didn't like have a real life one. So we're just
Good argument for real maps. Honestly, Ruby, at all costs, you should avoid ever going to farmers. Because you will not get out.
Yeah, yeah. Red dot sale, not for you, sweetheart.
Where's Ruby?
Ruby, that is a great story. Thank you for sharing that and have a wicked weekend.
Be safe. See you later. Now, just one more story, if I can. My older sister's boyfriend thought it would be hilarious to leave 10-year-old city girl in a paddock full of cows for an hour. These cows came to investigate me and they were taller than me. Like, never been so scared in my life.
I can see it already.
Been scarred forever, says Megan.
Enormous, oh.
10 minutes. Like, for an hour, sorry. 10-year-old in a paddock full of cows.
I love it.